Welcome to the Bank on Yourself podcast. Bank on Yourself is a time-tested financial concept and tool that lets you grow your money safely and predictably, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. I'm joined by Bank on Yourself president and founder, Pamela Yellen. Hello, Pamela.
Hello.
Pamela, we've got a touchy subject today. I hope you have skin thick enough for this one.
Oh, my skin's been getting pretty thick. I've needed a very thick skin with what I do.
All right. Well, I've noticed, and I'm going to assume that since Google is one of the most popular search engines, that lots of people have noticed that when you type bank on yourself into Google and you start looking for information, one of the things that Google does, because Google just knows what people search for, and it's always trying to find you the best possible and most relevant results, is that you'll notice that as you type bank on yourself in, Google tries to get you to search for bank on yourself scam. And in fact, besides the bank on yourself website results, one of the very first things that comes up most of the time when you search for bank on yourself is just below your own website, Pamela, is a website called scam.com.
Correct.
And there's a thread on scam.com that's been ongoing for nearly 2 years. I think it goes back to February 2010. And that site claims to be a site that's a big forum type of a site where they're exploring all kinds of businesses, investment models, anything that anybody might think is a scam, and throwing it out there for anybody and everybody to discuss openly.
Right. And of course, a lot of the people who do post on those sites really have no clue what they're talking about. They have a lot of their information incorrect.
So you have to read it all with a grain of salt. But
right.
The simple truth also is, you know, it's not a bad thing that
that word
is there, because you would tell anybody that they need to do their due diligence.
Yeah, they also have to know how to separate the fact from the fiction and so on. I will say on scam.com, there are some people posting who are fairly insightful, and there are people posting there who are also bank on yourself policy owners and have been for some time that will come in and go, yeah, but whatever you're saying, I can prove to you it's wrong because look at my policy statement. Yeah, you get the whole spectrum.
And so one of the things I wanted to point out on this is in this particular thread, and this thing is a couple of hundred posts. I mean, if you
Correct.
Want to read to the bottom as we sit here and look at it right now, there's 191 posts in that single thread on bank on yourself, and it goes
right.
back almost 2 years. It's an interesting read. It can get a little boring because there's some really lengthy stuff from proponents and people that are doubtful. So as you go through there, there's one character in particular that's woven himself all the way through this conversation, and he goes by the name Yawn. And he started out just rabidly opposed to anything like bank on yourself. Is that fair to say?
Yes. And he started out as just rabidly opposed to anything that I have to say. I mean, he basically called me about every name in the book, including some that are not really geared towards polite company.
Yeah, you probably don't want to let your kids read this.
Right.
But what's interesting here is that on the last page of the whole thread, he's basically kind of come around.
Yes, he has definitely come around. He's been having some very intense conversations there with, as I said, people who do have bank on yourself policies and who are extremely analytical and have been able to support and prove their points and show that these policies are not the same as the policies that Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey talk about and so on. And it is interesting how he keeps coming back and going, you know, all right, I'll grant it that maybe Pamela Yellen was right about that. You know, he never wants to come out totally and just say that he's wholeheartedly buying into what I've been saying, but he keeps on coming back and saying, you know, she was right about that.
So let's talk about a couple of the specifics. One of them that he kind of took issue with was the Dalbar comments. Tell me what that is, first of all.
Okay. Dalbar is a very well-respected research organization that every year releases a report showing what the typical investor in the stock market has received in terms of their return on investment, for the previous 20 years. There's much research that shows that a five-year return is like worthless. You can't make any predictions on that. So they really try to go back and look at the previous 20 years. Now, for the 20-year period that ended December 31st, 2010, because we had a big increase in the market at the end of 2010, they showed that the typical investor over the past 20 years, if they were investing in equity mutual funds, had actually achieved a 3.83% average annual return. Now, that was just slightly higher, not even a full point higher than inflation was during that 20-year period. And that's some of the best results that we've had for quite some time in the annual Dalbar report. So basically, the bottom line of all of that is that you've got people that for the past 20 years had less than 1% per year after adjusting for inflation.
So what was Mr. Yon's beef with the Dalbar?
Oh, he was accusing me of having taken it out of context. And actually, someone else came to my defense there and showed him that it wasn't. He ultimately came back, said, you know, she wasn't taking it out of context. I see what the point was. But what was interesting about that was that someone else there then challenged everybody reading that forum and said, do you actually ever get your statements out and look to see what your actual returns have been in the market?
Do you think anybody does that?
Well, we know the answer to that question for a fact, Dave, because the 200 bank on yourself advisors throughout the U.S. Routinely ask their clients and prospects that question. What do you think your rate of return is in your retirement account or your stock brokerage account? And invariably, the person will typically say one of two things. Either they'll say, I have no idea what my return is, because they really never even look at it. Mm-hmm. Or they will say, I think my return is X percent per year. Now, the advisors will then ask them to get their statements out, and they'll actually go through the statements. And big surprise, it's almost never even close to what the person thinks it is. Do you think it's higher than they think it is, or do you think it's lower?
Well, it's got to be lower.
Definitely lower, and it's usually much lower. The reality is that people aren't actually looking at their statements to find out what they really are making. Now, that whole thing basically inspired this person who calls himself Yon. He went and got his statements out.
And he says,
yeah, so he comes back onto the forum and he goes, I just gathered up my statements. I started investing in 1982. And he talks about having regular accounts and retirement accounts that included IRAs, a couple of 401ks, a 403b, a SEP. And he says that he determined that even though there was a little bit of difficulty in determining some of these figures, he says over the past 29 years, Dave, his results are approximately 4.5% per year for 29 years. Basically, he concluded that he guesses he is just an average investor. Now, the interesting thing, Dave, is that he didn't even calculate what the inflation rate has been for those 29 years. I did. It's actually a little bit over 3%. So now he has less than a 1.5% annual return over 29 years in terms of what those dollars will actually buy for him. And because much of this investing has been in tax-deferred accounts where he's going to ultimately have to pay taxes when he takes the money out, the 401k, the IRA, the SEP, the 403b, he hasn't calculated any taxes whatsoever. And, you know, most people today, I mean, what direction do any of us think taxes are going to go over the long term?
Oh, let me guess.
So I will be surprised if he ends up having made anything after he pays his taxes. He will probably have lost money over that 29-year period. But you got to ask the question, which he hasn't really quite asked himself yet because he hasn't thought about these other factors yet. Mm-hmm. And that is, was it worth it?
And not even knowing. I mean, he had to actually gather them up and analyze it after 29 years to even know that.
Well, yeah. And the way statements were designed years ago, you couldn't find this information out. They didn't make it easy to find out. And many statements today don't make it very easy to find the actual numbers, which is one of the reasons why people can't just look at the statement and go, this is my true rate of return over these years. They just don't know. But I can tell you this, if they ever do really do what Yawn did, they will be sorely disappointed. They will be wondering why they have put up with this type of roller coaster ride and uncertainty for decades, only to arrive at a point where they're now nearing retirement and they have no clue if they're going to be able to retire or what they're going to have to give up in order to do so. This is, Dave, a disaster in the making, because there are so many people who have been following the conventional wisdom for so long and have so little to show for it.
It's amazing. People need to do their due diligence. And if reading 190, 200 posts about Bank on Yourself sounds like fun to you, you should go do it. You'll easily find this on scam.com.
It makes for interesting reading, but I would also suggest that they go to kiplinger.com, which actually has the longest running, most detailed thread on Bank on Yourself. And so they can find a lot of interesting information there. There are a lot of some very, very smart people who have posted some very insightful comments there and analyses and so on. And there's a number of people there who report every year on, after they get their policy statements, how much better they're doing than even the projections showed. And to show that, for example, that the death benefit keeps going up, unlike the policies that Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey trash, and that their cash value is growing at a much higher pace than the policies that most experts and gurus talk about. All of those things are there with proof at kiplinger.com as well. So yeah, people should read it, and they do just need to take, like you said, everything with a grain of salt.
One of the things that you'll find is that there are a lot of people posting that don't want you to use Bank on Yourself because they want you to use something that they are financially vested in.
Correct.
So you got to take that into account as well. And go ahead and search. Tell us in the comments. I don't think you're going to find anything that would ever prove that Bank on Yourself is any kind of a scam. And one of the reasons for that, if you know anything about it, it's in a highly regulated industry. It's a specific type of dividend-paying whole life insurance that has some specific riders. It's really using a legal and readily available policy, just making sure that it's built in a way that works specifically for the individual that's putting it together.
If someone wants to make sure that they are working with an advisor who does understand how to properly design these policies, if you don't have a policy that's properly designed, your cash value grows a lot more slowly. You could lose the tax advantages or both. So it's very critical that you do work with one of the 200 Bank on Yourself authorized advisors. And you can get a referral to one by just clicking on the Request Your Free Analysis button at bankonyourself.com.
For the people that really want to know a lot, you can learn a lot by reading these forums. If you want to avoid all the misdirection and crazy accusations, it's all in a nutshell, too, in the special report that's available at bankonyourself.com. And that's a much easier read than trying to follow these crazy back and forth forum type posts and threads.
You just click on download your free report.
Couldn't be easier. All right. Well, thank you very much, Pamela Yellen. I think this was a topic that needed to be addressed because it's out there. You know, you type it into Google and there it is, the word scam. And look into it for yourselves. And I think you'll be satisfied that it isn't.
Well, yeah, Ken, I would like to give one more final suggestion to, you know, people, we're in an extremely volatile market conditions and everything is just going up and down and up and down like crazy. And a lot of it's down. And I tell people, you know, if you really want to know how it's different from other options that you have in terms of creating a solid financial foundation, then try the little experiment. Go to Google and enter how many people have lost money in banks. And then Google how many people have lost money in the stock market. Then Google how many people have lost money in real estate. Then how many people have lost money in gold and silver. And then Google how many people have lost money in dividend paying whole life insurance. And you'll find your answer right there.
That's great research help. Thank you very much, Pamela. Anything to add?
I really enjoyed this podcast because I try not to focus too much on all the negative that's out there. There's always more negative than anyone could ever want. I try not to focus on it too much. I don't spend a lot of time Googling and, you know, what the dumb things that, and then the completely incorrect things that people say about this or the nasty things that they say about me and other people. But it's good to bring this out in the open. And I do think that it's a good thing for people to go to these sites. And like you say, take it with a grain of salt. Keep reading through Kiplinger.com and Scam.com. You'll be astonished at what you find out. There's a lot of support for what everything that I've been saying.
I think one of the things that if you do go through and look through those threads, take note of how many loyal and happy Bank on Yourself policyholders there are coming to the defense of Bank on Yourself. They know what they've got. They know how it's working, and they know the truth.
They know the truth. Absolutely.
All right. Well, you've been listening to the Bank on Yourself podcast with Bank on Yourself founder and president, Pamela Yellen. Thanks for listening.